come see Stand Up on the Spot on the road in Austin, Texas, and St. Petersburg, Florida. And come see me do stand-up comedy headlining in Sunnyvale, California, Louisville, Kentucky, Minneapolis, St. Petersburg, Florida, and more. Get tickets and new merch at jeremiahwatkins.com. You're watching Stand Up on the Spot. Every second Tuesday of the month, we film here at the Comedy Store in LA. So come be a part of one of the tapings and leave a like, comment, and hit that subscribe button. Now enjoy Stand Up on the Spot.
Store, how are we doing tonight? What's up, everybody? I'm your host, Jeremiah Watkins, and this is Stand Up on the Spot. We, the comedians, are coming up here with no prepared material. We're going to ask you guys, the audience, for suggestions. You're going to yell stuff out, and we're going to create Stand Up on the Spot based off those suggestions. Who's ready to crack this thing open? What do you say, huh? All right, could I get a suggestion?
Breastfeeding.
Breastfeeding. Heck yeah, wish I could do it. Freaking wish I could give supplement to my son. Like a real man. You wanna be a real man? Grow some tits. Feed your kid. My wife has been breastfeeding and I got a little bit offended because he tried to breastfeed on me, and I was like, "Do I have titties now?" he was like going for it. But yeah, it's a process. It's weird that, like, if you've never, like, seen it firsthand, if you don't milk it after a while, the boobs get really hard. Like, there's like boners in the boobs, dude. I'm like, are you turned on right now? No, you just got rock solid boobs. This is sick, dude. I didn't know my wife had a boner in her boob, dude. Nope, just got to rub it out. Come a little bit out of those dick nipples, dude. That's what you got to do, brother. What, you never come out your dick nipple before? You got to try it, dude. You know, you're giving a little, come on. That's all babies want is a little... For the people that are cringing right now, I loved how that just went. I thought that was the best thing I've said tonight. Next suggestion.
Bird watching.
I take offense to that. I feel like you looked at my nose and you're bird watching right now. Next suggestion, dude. Dude, sexy Antonio Banderas, thank you for being here, dude. I love you, dude. There's some dudes with some epic manes here tonight. This is awesome. Another suggestion.
Reclining sofas.
How do you say you're white trash without saying you're white trash? People keep coming. This is a very ooh crowd. I'm going to tell you guys right now, I'm one of the most vanilla comedians on the lineup. It's going to get turned up in here, okay? Did you ever have a reclining sofa? Yeah. Yeah. Where are you from? Yeah, it just got awkward, didn't it? Yeah. It did.
Well, I have one currently, but I'm from Louisiana.
What did I freaking say? She crawled out of the swamps in her reclining sofa to be here. Yeah, all my family in Iowa and Kansas have reclining sofas and chairs and stuff like that. We're about that life. It's amazing. Have you ever had sex on the reclining sofa?
Yes.
You have? Have you ever gotten really lazy and you don't really want to pump, so you're just like,
Nyeh.
It's not even electric? You do the ha ha ha. Pulling with, it's like a carnival act at that point where you're just like, Is this man worthy enough to extend his fat legs from the floor to above? Wow. Man. You know how some people have like a gaydar or a spidey sense? I have that with white trash people. I just have it. I just have it. I can sense it immediately. And I was like, something's going off in this area of the room. And then I look over and it was my reflection in the mirror. Let's grab one more suggestion.
Construction.
LeBron and what else?
Construction.
LeBron and construction. When do you think LeBron's going to retire?
Couldn't even guess.
Thanks for coming, man. Couldn't even tell you, dude. Out of everybody in here, you would be the guy who I thought would have a projection. You have a backwards NFL hat on, dude. I know LeBron's not in the NFL, but you're a sports bro. That's what I'm talking about, dude. And you have no idea whatsoever, any projections, whether LeBron's going to quit soon or not.
I should have never said LeBron.
Yeah, you shouldn't have. You shouldn't have. And welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. You guys are amazing. Who's ready to have an awesome time tonight, huh? This next comedian coming to the stage, a comedian I absolutely love. I've known him for over a decade. He's killing it online and on social media, and I'm so proud of him. He's got an amazing special out. He's got an amazing album out, and he is an amazing writer as well. What else can I say about the great Samuel Bade, ladies and gentlemen? Come on.
Hand for my buddy Jeremiah and his big bird ass. All right. Well, eye contact before we start. Good. Only three of you getting it. All right. Sorry for that. Oh, you got it, but just by making that noise. That's good. All right, what you got for me?
Ramadan.
Well, okay. Wonder why I'm the target of this one. We had a Jewish fella up here for a little while. Couldn't give him one Ramadan, huh? Not one Ramadan ding dong. Well, I'm celebrating. Yeah? Yeah, it's been over for 2 months, but I'm still going. Yeah, keep the Ramadan going, dude. You fasted for a month? Bitch, I fasted for a year, okay? I'm in Los Angeles. I do Ramadan when it's not even Ramadan. Yeah, I fast from sundown to sunup. Yeah, that's some fucking gym bro shit. Yeah, no, actually I'm not Muslim, but I have a dear respect for people who do Ramadan. It's a lot of perseverance. Has anybody here ever done Ramadan, like for real? Oh, this guy. All right, fuck yeah. Well, you have the authority then. You do it every
not anymore.
Fuck, because it's tough.
Well, actually just live with my dad, who was super religious. So.
You live with your dad, and then once you got out, fuck Ramadan, dude. Fuck you, Dad, and fuck Ramadan. Please do not air this anywhere. Dear ISIS, please establish there was a context to this joke. I was simply getting a rapport with the crowd before I said fuck Ramadan. All right, that's a good start. You can't go fucking harder than fuck Ramadan, dude. All right, next.
UFOs.
I'm still believing. I haven't seen them lately. You ever seen one?
No.
Anybody here seen a UFO? All right. None of us here have seen a UFO, but I'm sure a lot of us believe in it, which just shows the power of faith, you know? Right? As much as we talk shit about religion, right? Those UFOs do be driving a lot of faith when you think about it, because like, I never seen one, you know? The people who I hear talking about them, I don't believe them, but I still believe they exist. You ever hear somebody talk about a UFO? They're like, yeah, I saw one when I was in this town, then I saw one when I was 30 miles away. Like, is it following you? That's what is the probability that UFO is following you? What is a UFO anyways? It's an unidentified flying object. That could be a lot of shit. That could be a bird that you're not familiar with, right? Right? Just anything that's in the sky, it's up there. So yeah, a lot of UFOs out here, and most of them belong to China. Why'd that hurt your guys' feelings? What are you fucking... They're not listening to us at this moment. They are now. What's next?
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk, fucking best person ever. I just said that to see if anybody would get pissed. Elon Musk, controversial. A lot of people love him or hate him, but he's out there doing big shit, you know, changing rules on Twitter. That's what we want from the smartest man in the world. Yeah. Making our social media less user-friendly. I fucking love it, dude. That dude can build tunnels, he can take us to space, but he's out there making sure blue checks are accessible to anybody. That's fucking anybody with $15 in the bank. Are you an Elon Musk fan, person who brought up Elon Musk?
Yes, sir.
Fuck yeah. And you're proud of it. Fuck yeah. You're openly Musketeerian.
Musketeers.
You're what? You're part of the Three Musketeers? Fuck yeah. It's you, Elon, and some other guy. Fucking just some unidentified fucking Musk. It's me, Elon Musk, and just a smell. It's just a smell. It's a very musky smell. The three of us are fucking musketeers, dude. All right. All right, what's up?
Backpacking.
Backpacking and what?
AI.
AI, fuck yeah. This is a very outdoorsy and tech-focused crowd at the same time. I love it. I love it. It's like work hard, play hard, right? Backpacks, those backpacks are too big. Can anybody gonna back me up on this one? People who backpack, those backpacks are too big. You're not doing your lumbar any favors out there. Just so you can get some fresh air with your buddies and eat dehydrated beans. Fucking, why are you eating dehydrated shit? No, you put the water in it and it's, you know, I know that. I'm aware. Those backpacks are too big. You're gonna pay for it later in life. You're losing an inch of height every time you go on a trip. It's too much weight on your shoulders. Artificial intelligence. Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Take my job. Take all of our fucking jobs. We don't want to work. People are like, they're going to take our jobs. Yes, that's the point. That's why we invented them, because we don't like to work. Artificial intelligence does the work for us. Yeah. Dude, we're going to own them for a solid 10 years, dude. Yeah. It's gonna flip, but enjoy those 10 years. Those 10 years are gonna be the best 10 years of human existence, where we don't have to work to build a community, you know? And then once it turns, it's gonna get real ugly. But I'm not an advocate for suicide, but I'm just saying, I would take the best 10 and then suicide over just, you know, no AI. Is that too dark? Because ChatGPT wrote it. All right, what else we got?
Care Bears
and what?
Spiral notebooks.
So taking it back on this one. We're going, make some noise if you don't know what the Care Bears are. Oh, fuck yeah, dude. A cultured crowd. I thought this was gonna be like some dumb Gen Z shit. What are those? Dude, the Care Bears. I grew up watching the Care Bears when I was a kid. I can't even remember one of their names, but they cared. Those bears cared, dude. Those bears gave a fuck. I've never met more bears that have given a fuck more than the Care Bears. What happened to them? Nobody knows. That just goes to show. They wiped off the face of the earth because they cared too much, right? It's just it's that same old nice guys finish last shit. You know what I mean? The same shit applies for bears. They were just too nice. We walked all over them. They got canceled, right? Dude, the Care Bears got canceled. That's what happened. They were probably touching too inappropriately. A lot of those touchy-feely Care Bear hugs. And they were for sure gay, but fuck yeah, that's awesome, dude. Fuck yeah, pride, fucking pride, dude. What was the other? Oh, spiral notebooks. Wow, I love that. You know, we frequent improv crowds and people throw us suggestions, but I like that because that's so specific. You could have just said notebooks. You could have said downward spiral. But spiral notebooks, I mean, I guess the alternative is the ones where you can, the ones that are, you know what I'm talking about, right? Everybody knows the zoop, right? But what is it?
Perforated.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's such a perverted word. You're all mad perforating on you right now, dude. I want to be spiraling on you, but I'm perforating. That's, Actually, fuck spiral notebooks, because you rip them out and then it gets caught to the spirals.
They have perforated pages in them.
They have perforated spirals now? What do you say to that, dude? I thought it was one or the other. You can be both spiral and perforated? Yeah. That's the fucking future right there, dude. America's fighting right now. Spiral versus perforated, but you can be both. You don't got to leave those little edges on the spirals. You can just rip them off and be clean. Fuck yeah, like Ramadan, right? Yeah, nice. I miss him. I do. I miss him. I don't own them anymore. Okay, give me one more.
The French.
The French. Very specific group of people. Many would have say they've saved our ass many times, and we've saved their ass a few times. Right? Oh, you give it up for that. Oh, you're French, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Ironically, the one person clapping for the French is the French. And a room full of Americans. Here's the beauty of the French. In this modern era of PC comedy where you can get canceled for saying shit about any race, the French, still fair game, baby. Fuck the French. Fuck the French. I can say fuck the French, nobody's coming for me. Not even Macron, not even these motherfuckers. Not one croissant thrown in my face. I could just go off on the French. They're all gonna die from that smoking anyways. They're all gonna die one day. And we still joke about them like it's nothing. Because they weren't. There was a couple times they weren't there. What was it? When we were fighting that war on terror, right? When we were fighting that war on terror in the 04, 05 era, and the French, they didn't have our back. So we changed French. Yeah, fucking learn this shit. Yeah. They changed French fries to freedom fries. You guys remember that? Yeah. Who remembers that? Woo. Yeah, best move since the Care Bears. We changed French fries to freedom fries. That's how much we're like, fuck the French. We don't even need this thing you invented that we eat more than you eat. Because we love freedom more than we love the French. All right. I thought that was a conclusive enough thought, but yeah. Anyways, fuck Ramadan, fuck the French. So, all right, let's bring Jeremiah back up here. Yeah.
Keeping over Sammy Obey, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah. All right, we're going to grab a couple suggestions together, see what we can do with them. So, what do we got?
Teletubby. Teletubby?
Yeah.
Oh, those are adorable.
Yeah.
I didn't watch them, though, but I know they were a lot of, like, they bounce a lot back and forth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were creepy. I grew up in, like, a pretty sheltered household, and the big topic of conversation was the purple one, you know?
Mm. What's different about the purple one?
He gay.
Oh, shit.
And they're like, my dad's like, are they trying to infiltrate our homes? With a gay agenda? Like, and I'm like, I think it's just purple, Dad. I don't know. I'm just.
It didn't talk different than the other ones.
It wasn't like, hey, yas, bitch. It wasn't like over the top. It was just like, I don't know. Like, do you guys remember? I don't think it did anything really different, did it? It was just purple. Yeah.
It had a handbag.
Oh, that one had a handbag? So somebody in middle America's like, boys don't have handbags. This character's coming off a little odd. That's how you know somebody is deeply homophobic, was when they call somebody gay odd. Right. Something's a little odd about that guy over there. Something's a little different about that guy.
That's a new euphemism for gay, though. It's like, you're a little bit purple, aren't you? What? A purple Teletubby, you know.
Yeah, the baby was, the son was a baby on that show. That was the creepiest thing. Like, every time the son realizes, like, like, if you watch it going into it, like, if you put horror music to Teletubbies, I think all of us would be, like, shaking in fear watching that. What else we got?
Little Spooning.
Little Spooning? Okay.
You haven't lived until you've done it. You haven't lived until you little spoon.
And we're both in relationships. How often are you the little spoon?
Fucking all the time. I don't want to be a big spoon ever.
No?
No. All right. I'm being silly. Like 50. What's that?
Arms get numb being a big spoon.
Good point. As big spoon. Backing me up. Thank you. Yeah. See? The big spoon has to do the scooping, right? And often you'll have, you know, they'll be on your arm and so you lose circulation. Whereas little spoon, you're just kind of really...
I feel like that guy's talking about heroin right now.
Oh, your arms get all numb.
You're
numb. Yeah.
You never do the little spoon.
The little hot spoon. Yeah, the hot spoon. Yeah.
He makes drugs like cute.
come on, do the little spoon with me. I want to be the big spoon tonight.
What else we got?
Virtual reality.
Has a guy ever used it in here not for porn? That's the question. Have you ever been to a buddy's place with they're like, try out my VR goggles?
Yeah, and I said no.
Okay, good.
I didn't want to know what was in there.
Yeah. You know something's not clean.
It's a trap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I know people who do comedy shows in the virtual reality now.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, they put on their Oculus or whatever, and you can go watch a comedian and...
jerk off?
Yes, exactly. The comedian will jerk you off. That's what everybody wants. They come to the comedy show like, is the comedian going to jerk me off tonight?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it fucking... That's what you guys paid for, right? I don't know. Just the chance that it might happen. I don't know.
Let's grab one more.
Van life.
What did you say?
Van life. Living in a van.
Man, does that happen after you left your dad's place or what is it?
I live a dream.
Right on.
Have you ever
right
lived on. In a van before?
No, I just wanted to when I was younger.
What a privileged thing to say.
Yeah. This is why child work. You know what I mean? Because there's always a kid who's like, I wish I could live in a van. Well, I got something for you, buddo.
Guys, keep it going for Samuel Bay.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, are we having a good time so far, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah!
Heck yeah. Another comedian coming to the stage I absolutely love. He recently did my podcast, Scissor Bros, and he's been one of my favorite guests on the show. He's got an amazing podcast called The Jason Ellis Show. Please welcome the one, the only, my brother, Jason Ellis, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. Let's go.
Hello, everybody. How's it going? You guys seem really cool and nice and totally understanding for what I'm about to say. I got really high before I got here, so whatever you do, whatever you say, it's your fucking fault, whatever I said after it. Let it rip. Let's go.
Frozen.
Who? Frozen?
Prison?
What the fuck, dude? It's a love heart. I never fucking murdered anybody. That's the third time someone said that to me. One time a lady at a bar when I was drinking, she goes, did you kill somebody? And I was like, why? And she said, because you got a teardrop. I was like, it's a fucking love heart. I fucking love ya. I love all of ya. To death. And then I did Logan Paul's podcast, and he said, did you murder somebody? And I was like, I don't know, did I? Because they seemed really sincere about it. And I was like, fuck, maybe I did. And I fucking hit my head a lot. I used to be a skateboarder, so I don't really know what's happening. So yeah, but you're the third. Well done, man. Fuck you. Meet me in the parking lot later, and I'll fucking kill you. Okay, let's rip. What's up?
Frozen!
Thank you, because I was way more excited about Frozen than fucking prison. Frozen is a great movie that I did not know was a musical. And believe it or not, I have children. I know. They're okay. Their mum's a good person, so they're going to make it. No help whatsoever from their father. That's not true. I'm around. I'm very lovable. I just look like a fucking idiot. It's... Soccer games were very uncomfortable, to say the least. Where I like, because I'm rich too. So it's super confusing, you know what I mean? I took my kids to school in Beverly Hills. It's like soccer game and everybody's rich. And I'm fucking rich dickhead. Like, I can't read, but I'm fucking rich. I know how much money I got in my bank. Just as much as you, bitch. Because they would up and down me all the time, you know? I'm like, fucking up and down yourself, motherfucker. What's up with those whack shoes? What are you wearing, Skechers? Fucking, who wears Skechers? Sorry, if you've got Skechers on, sorry. But what the fuck is that? Seriously. The worst. It worked. There's like stores all around the country. What the fuck were you guys thinking? That's the worst shoe ever. The name of it is bad. I fucking hate Skechers. Like, fuck. It's like rollerblading without the wheels. They're just fucked. Sorry. Anyway, what's next? Oh, no, Frozen. So when I watch Frozen, I hit my head. A lot. I took my kids there, and I was there with my ex-wife. She's a really nice lady. She wised up. But in the movie, we had the 3D glasses on, and then it snowed in there, and my kid was like, trying to... And I was like, aw, he's fucking adorable. And then they started singing, and I was like, what the fuck is this? It was like the worst 2 hours of my life. I was so happy for the children, but fuck, I did not. That song sucks. I'm friends with the person that sang that too. Just a name drop. There's no joke to it. I know her. She actually hates me. It's okay. Next question. Drifting is too much up my alley.
Toenail.
Like a toenail or toenails?
Toenails.
Yeah. Okay. Toenails. I paint my toenails. But it's because I suck dick, so. I race cars, I'll do both. I race cars, short course off-road. So it's like you jump a motocross track in a car. So it's pretty tough dudes. Not a lot of gay guys at the track. And I'm half a gay. So I was standing there and it just so happened that my daughter had painted my toes. No, I got them painted with her. But still, it doesn't change the fact that I blow dudes. So when the guy goes, I had no shoes on, and the guy goes, why do you paint your toenails? And I wanted to say the correct, like, because my daughter and I painted them, but he was just a dick. And I knew why he was saying it. So I was like, because I'm gay. He left. It pays off being a tough homo, let me tell you. I got jokes about that, but that's not this place. Let's hear another one.
Public education.
I never had any, and look at me now. Come on. Yeah, I didn't go to school, not for very long. I got expelled. I broke a fat kid's arm. It wasn't my fault. We played marbles, and I won, and then he tried to take my snake, and that snake was worth a lot. So we got into a fight, and because he's so fat, he fell, and his arm went in the bench as he fell, and it broke. And then they take me to the principal and go, he broke his kid's arm. So I was supposed to, you know what I mean, like a crazy wild kid that like snaps people's fucking limbs in fights. But I didn't do that. I did not line his arm up and be like, boom, who's next? Give me the marbles. But I was getting expelled. And my dad was a really tough person. He was... I look like a bad parent. He was a bad parent. I just look like one. Ask my kids. They love me. For no money. But he came there, and the principal, this is back because I'm old. They used to hit you. They would like hit you with a cane or a belt. What?
A cane.
A cane.
Yeah.
What, are we supposed to bro down? We'll fucking eat some Vegemite together? Fuck off, dude. I don't care if you're Australian.
Fuck you, Queensland.
Do you know AC/DC? Me too. No way. Live down the road from the crocodile hunter. Me and you, I remember you. We used to go on bike rides together. Look out, comes a kangaroo. Fuck off. What do you think I moved here? It's way cooler here, dude. Drinking beers, party. Cheeseburgers. That's all I know how to say. Tap out. What was I saying? Who fucking cares? Go, give me another one.
Skateboarding.
I'm one of the greatest that ever did it. Thank you. A little bit of a joke there. The last contest I was in, I got seventh. So I told everybody on the road, because I had a big radio show, and I just said that I'm the seventh greatest skateboarder in the world. And I've never stopped saying that. So that's who you're looking at right now. Yeah, it's pretty good. Feels good. Yeah. I can't explain. It's just really good. Aw, you're not. Sorry, Steve. It's pretty overrated, actually. Anyway, what's next?
Scat.
Scat. That's like when you shit, right? Yeah. Yeah, I've done that. Okay, this is a good question because I've done that in the worst ways possible. I shit my pants skating once. I was drunk the night before and I was skating the mega ramp and it's a big roll in like a roller coaster. And then I went to the YMCA and it's a big roll in with a little transition. Some, you wouldn't know, but I just didn't think about it. I rolled in and the transition was a little tighter than I expected. So I clenched up and shit my pants. And then another time... Worst time. I got so many of these, but I'll just do this one. This is the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to me in my life. I've told it on a radio show. Does that count? Okay. It's not a joke, because I would never say this again. This is good, because it's going to be on TV. That's cool. So anyway, I'm gay, right? A little bit. Man, I wish I could do that better, but I got invited to like a gay off in Palm Springs and they had a pool and a jacuzzi and all that stuff. So I go there and I don't know anybody and they're very nice to me and they're all gay as fuck, you know, I'm like not that gay. And then I got a little gay for a minute there and then like this dude fucked me. Which I know, it's really gay. I was new to that. And then so that happened and then we go back and there's people in jacuzzi and I sit down on the couch outside and I start rolling a joint and just I don't know what happened, I feel like a sneeze coming and I sneezed and I sharted I had no clothes on, so I sharted the couch and then I was like, what do you do, because I don't know anybody and there's like fucking 15 gay dudes in the fucking jacuzzi. And the owner is in the jacuzzi with all the rest of the homos. So I'm a nice guy. I'm an honorable guy. So I just walked over there and I was like, hey, you guys, everybody, can I have your attention? This is the most embarrassing thing I've ever said, but I just sneezed and shit all over your couch. What do I do? And they said, gay people are way cooler than you guys. Fuck you guys. They were like, aw, just, you know, hose it off and you'll be okay. And I'll never forget going over to the backyard and they're all partying still and I'm over here spraying. And I'm looking at all the, I'm like, dude, maybe you're not cut out for this gay shit. I powered through. I'm still gay. What's up? Thank you, everybody.
Keep it going for Jason Ellis, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to regret that.
Yeah, I've known people to, you know, crap the bed.
Oh, I did that too. We didn't have time, but I did that too. I was sick. This is when I was married still.
He was sick, all right?
I had a fever and stuff, but I woke up and I just finished shitting myself and I was on my back and I woke up and I was like, something feels weird. And I was like, nah, that's impossible. Because I remember that train spotting and I was like, no way, you gotta be a junkie to do that. You know what I mean? And I was like, oh no, I have done that. And then I got up and I remember I was gonna try and cut the sheet off because I didn't want to wake her up. This was in the middle of the night. And I couldn't find a knife because it was dark. So I had to, I was like, just like those homos, I had to go. I was like, hey. She didn't wake up. I was like, hey, I don't know how to tell you this. But I just shit the bed. She was like, oh my God. And then she helped me take the comforter off. And I guess when she took the lining bit off, it flicked on her. And it, she didn't tell me. That's why she's still a keeper, you know? She's a top chick.
Yeah. Wow.
Sorry again.
No. This is great. When he said scat, I was thinking, scoot-a-da-ba-ba-ba.
Man, where were you? Do you know how much you would have saved me if you had a cent? Somebody could have just got ba-da-da-ba or something.
So our brains went in different directions.
Yes, yeah. That'll happen.
Yeah.
Shit.
Let's grab another suggestion.
Comedy Store.
Next suggestion.
We're here.
Yeah. What's that?
Red flags.
I love them. Not anymore, but I got like one of the, I grew up, I got issues. And I see that and go, oh yeah, they're going to be so good in bed.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm usually right. That's the worst part about it. I would definitely. Yeah, we'll get creepy.
Oh, yeah. You want to take on Dalsam from Street Fighter? Let's go.
I'm okay with being defeated. That's my special move right there. If you do it right, it cannot be defeated.
Yeah.
It's like the reverse crane kick. Yes.
You do have a history with people you find that if they're a little bit more messed up, they try a little bit harder in bed or they're more open to things?
They don't care. Like gay guys, they don't care. The fucking is more powerful than what you think I look like when I'm upside down eating your ass. Sorry. Oh, man. I got to get a muffler or something.
Dude, it's okay. It doesn't help right now that I look like a youth pastor that's consoling you.
Is that what it is? I feel like I'm about to cry. Like I'm. It's not my fault, is it?
No, it's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Okay, I thought so. I wasn't
sure.
You
know what? We can pray that gay away. That's not.
It's not the first time I've heard that. It didn't work.
Let's grab one more suggestion.
Rugby,
and what was this?
A weird date that you've been on.
A weird date that we've been on.
Oh, man. Hey.
Dude, you, Jason.
It just popped in there.
Jason, you already know that the crowd is not looking at me at all. Nobody wants to know about my weird date. And then she ghosted me. It was crazy. They're looking to the scooter scat da 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 skitty scat scat scoot scat.
I don't want to do this. I got to sit down for it. So I went on a date with a man who used to be a lady, and he made his clit into balls and a penis, and he had his boobs cut off, so he was like jacked, and he had a hairy chest and a beard, and he had a vagina, and then these two little balls over the top of it, and then a penis. But only half a penis, and then a prosthetic that stuck on there. So he has a nice penis, and balls and a vagina. I know, you get it, right? It's crazy. It was so crazy. And he can have orgasms in the vagina with the penis. And if you rub in between his little fake balls, he can come that way too. And he was a really nice guy. We're still friends. And there were several red flags when he took his pants off. Wait, three. Yeah, three.
This is really awkward, but I have a similar story.
Guys, give it up for Jason Ellis, guys.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
One more time for Jason Ellis.
Your next comedian coming to the stage, another comedian I absolutely love. She's got an amazing podcast called Annie Wood, and she's got another amazing podcast called Trash Tuesday. I love her. Please welcome my sister to the show, Annie Letterman, ladies and gentlemen. Come on! Yeah!
How's it going? Was anyone else worried that when Jason sat on here, he was going to shit on it? I was like, oh no, not more cacas. What's up? Let me get one.
Celebrity beefs.
Celebrity beefs. Celebrity beefs. I guess what I like about reality stars is that they just roll through them. Like, they'll like fuck each other's sister and then they like go to record the next day and are like, totally cool with it. Celebrity beefs. I don't know. Oh. Can I have another suggestion?
Jellyfish.
Jellyfish. Doesn't that seem like the perfect like gateway to just full golden showers? You're just like, ow, I got stung right between my tits. And I always think about golden showers, like, I'm no Jason, like, I'm not that adventurous, but golden showers one I would be totally down for, right? It seems pretty warm. It seems, like, comfy. It's like, okay. Celebrity beefs. I still feel, I'm trying to think of a good celebrity beef. I don't know. Don't you miss the celebrity deathmatch match? That was the fucking best. Why do you look exactly like that guy? Do you not feel like you look exactly like that guy? Oh, don't be offended. You look exactly, you can't be like, I'm the hot one. Isn't that funny too, when you tell someone they look like a celebrity, you have to be like, you're the hot version of them. But they're like not the celebrity one, so they're obviously the ugly one. Any more suggestions?
Dinosaurs.
I'm so fucking over dinosaurs. I feel like we're so on dinosaur's dick, and it's like, it's been so many years, you know? I feel like we teach kids about dinosaurs too much. Like, why do they teach so many children? Like, why do I know which dinosaur is a vegetarian? It's like, when God made dinosaurs, was he 5 fucking years old? That's such a stupid thing to make. And it's like, we beat them, you know? It's like, dinosaurs are losers. What's your favorite dinosaur?
Stegosaurus.
Why?
Spikes.
Oh my God. Jason, we got another gay guy. He wants to get pegged by a steg. They're so stupid. We have so many movies about them. I mean, I guess they were tall. Short guys never fucking get any love. If dinosaurs were short, we would never be talking about them. Our poor short kings. What else we got?
BBLs.
What?
BBLs.
BBLs. Isn't it sad that the Kardashians started this trend? Like, isn't it sad that the Kardashians are so rich that they got, like, the best doctors to put, like, what is a BBL? The fat from their stomachs into their asses. The fat from their pussies? Is that what you just said? Did you just say pussies? Yeah, those Armenians have real meaty ones. That's what I call celebrity beef. Give me a second. I just need a second. No, I think it's funny that the Kardashians were dating black dudes and they got like black girl asses, and then they started dating white dudes and they started taking Ozempic and getting all the fat sucked out of their asses, and they just left all these poor women that went to like Tijuana that now have like one arm because they had staph infections. They're like, it's true. The Kardashians are traitors of their own kind. What was your suggestion?
I said E-girls.
Oh, E-girls? I don't know what that is.
Are you serious?
Yeah, what's an E? Are you serious? Is everyone gay in this audience? Are you serious? Jason, you really bring a gay-ass crowd in here. Oh, you probably have that eye patch because a guy just fucking knocked your eye out. Just jizzed one eye out. What's an E-girl? Like a video game girl?
Yeah, that type.
You don't even know. You shamed me so fucking hard. Oh my God. Is this the trans guy, Jason? What, E-girl's like what, a video game girl?
Video gamer girl type.
What a pick me bitch. These pick me bitches. You're like an E-girl. You're with an actual video game. Let me see. Well, what's your suggestion? Skater boy, let's hear it. You didn't have time to prepare? Me neither. That's the show. That's the show.
World War II.
What kind of World War II? I don't know. I just found out there was a World War, or there wasn't a World War III. I had no clue. I'm very uneducated. World War II, was that Nazis?
Yeah.
Okay, those guys were cool. Kanye. What was your major? Were you a history major?
No, never went to college.
Oh, you never went to college? I couldn't tell with that outfit. Yes. What's your job?
I own a construction.
Oh, that's cool. What do you do?
I'm a teacher.
You're a teacher? Oh my God. What?
You gave a full up and down there.
Did I? Why are you trying to create some lesbian fantasy right now? While you're on the roof, fucking putting on the shingles, he's gonna be like, fucking, oh! All right, what else we got?
Dash cam videos.
Dash cam videos. I only think of the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I don't think you wanna hear it, it's so bad. Like, if I were to repeat it, it's gonna ruin your night. Do you guys wanna hear it?
Yeah.
All right, it's a dash cam video. It's a guy, he's driving. There's a fucking truck with bricks in front of him. Okay, it's so bad, you guys. A brick flies off the truck. You see it break the windshield, and then you just hear him scream, "Mom! Mom!" And that was the whole video. So that's my Father's Day contribution. It wasn't funny, but you laughed, so that does work. That's my time.
Okay. Guys, keep it going for Annie Letterman.
Right, let's go.
All right.
Ooh, it got dark. I think about that every day. The brick killed his mother.
You like the dark stuff, though, right?
I don't mean to. I try not to, Jeremiah. I try not to.
Well, you know somebody who could help you out with that. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
I thought maybe God might be coming. God might be here.
Let's grab a suggestion. What do we got?
Dental dams.
Cool. sick, dude.
Tell us about dental dams.
Was that? I've never used a dental dam. I've like.
Do you have a vagina?
Well, I mean, I've never like.
Did you ever try to wrap one around your penis?
No. Can you do that?
I don't think so. Jason would know if you can.
That's true.
Just imagine being like, has anyone used a dental dam in here?
What is it?
It's like, oh my God, the e-girls love it. It's like a condom cloth that you put over a vagina to
Yeah, rather than it's like a female insertion condom, right?
Does it insert?
Doesn't it go in there? A dental dam.
I guess a dam would go in, right? A dam is like a.
Yeah.
It's for your beaver.
It is a very like 1950s term. Like, well, we'll just throw a dental dam in that beaver over there and also, make sure there's no little kids running around here.
It sounds like something you get like in your little like to-go care package at the dentist. Or like, we gave you a new toothbrush, some toothpaste, and a dental dam.
Well, thank you.
Try it out, Lesbo.
Let's grab another suggestion.
They always do this to me. With me, they're always like, periods, pussy.
Let's grab something other than douche.
Skydiving.
Okay. Have you been?
I haven't.
Your hair looks like it has.
Your face looks like it has. I mean.
Got me. Why? Because my nose looks so much stubbier than yours up here. I did go skydiving once and it wasn't that fun.
I do look like you if like you were transitioning to a guy.
And I took the hormones to make my penis bigger, but they made my nose bigger. Not that much bigger, okay? I went skydiving once. I think you would like skydiving.
The adrenaline rush.
Yeah, it's like cheesy, you know, it's like kind of cheesy like
oh,
you.
Oh, so I like cheesy stuff.
Don't you think?
I don't know.
You don't think so?
You look like you're on the cast of Blossom right now. So
oh my God. That was what I was like. But I'm like the bad kid. That was
yeah. Oh no, you're the bad influence. The bully for sure. Yeah. For sure.
I went skydiving. I felt like it was not scary enough. It felt too safe.
Wow.
Because you go attached to a person.
You've had
a
lot
tandem.
Of trauma, haven't you?
Let's just say Jason would try to fuck me. I'm a red flag, bitch. it just wasn't like the whole production was felt too safe.
Gotcha.
I would like there to be like a like shittier airplane taking me up. I want to be like more scared. You want to feel like you're gonna die because when you're tandem, they jump off. Like you're not even the one that.
Yeah,
takes
you got
the jump.
A stranger's. You know,
boner in your ass. Yep.
Uh huh. Or if it's me, a nose behind you.
A dental dam.
Yeah. Let's grab one more suggestion.
Shark attacks.
Shark attacks.
Oh, you saw that kid?
She just saw my nose and she said shark attack.
I would not, listen, I don't want to be killed by a shark, but it wouldn't be the worst. It wouldn't be the worst way to go.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, better than, I mean, yeah, there's worse ways to go, I guess.
It's very dramatic.
You would
get
like
in the
that,
paper.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. You get in the paper, and if you survive, you have like a cool missing. You have a nub.
You'd be an inspiration story.
Yeah, I'd be like, look, I used to have two arms, and now I only have one, and I'm still getting around here, guys.
That's inspirational right there.
When you said the shark thing, were you saying like your nose was the fin?
Exactly.
Oh, that's so funny.
Thank you so much.
That is funny. I just didn't get it. I got it late. Sorry.
Guys, keep it going for Annie Letterman.
Bye, guys.
Yeah. All right, we have a couple comics left. How's the energy doing in here, huh? This next comedian coming to the stage, one of my favorite people to watch in comedy, a true gem. You should check out his podcast, The Harlan Highway. Please welcome Harlan Williams to the stage. Harlan Williams.
How about a hand for Waddy? Isn't he a riot? When they asked me to do this, they said I have to take suggestions and I can't do any material. And so I'm just going to be honest. The best comedies comes from an honest place. And this is out of my comfort zone. Waddy's a friend. I don't normally stray outside of my act, out of my material. That's not where I feel comfortable. But, gang, I hope you'll bear with me and be encouraging. And we'll give this a crack. We'll give this a shot. Thank you. And just before I break into it, before I go into this, I think they call it the suggestion pool. Okay. Before I get into it, just to give you a little context on what I do, most of my staff, if you could sit down, sir, trying to do my show. Most of what I do in the comedy world is I'm more of a concert. This, even this room being this tight, is tough on me, but I travel all over the country, all over the world. I open for big acts, Carly Simon, Nelly Furtado, Barry Manilow, people of that ilk. So just so you know where I'm at when we venture into this strange new territory for me. So let's, without further ado, as they say, down at Flipper's Mongo Hut on Melrose, let's jump to some suggestions. Sir, if you could just lean back and not have your hand on your face. Let's go. Suggestion one, please. Pardon me?
Hiking?
Okay, excellent comedy fodder. Boy, oh boy, I was hiking about 3 weeks ago, and I'm up on this place called Topanga Trail. And, you know, you get in your own head when you're hiking around, you do a lot of reflecting, you try to get into your own headspace, and just trying to get away from work and the world. And I'm really doing well. I'm in this zone where I'm away from all the things I associate with. And who do I see coming running towards me down the hill at a moderate, not even a jog, more of a speed walk? It was Nelly Furtado. So we stopped and we had a little chit-chat. And, I don't know if this is comedy, I don't know if this is funny, but to me it's funny because she's so much an intricate part of my world. And she just took me out of that moment. And to me that's funny. I was talking earlier about honesty as comedy. And I'm up there trying to get away from the world. And I think it's ironic and sort of semi-hilarious that she pulled me right back into sort of a work environment / hike environment, thank you, excellent suggestion. Great funny story. Any other suggestion? Let's do another one.
Ghosts.
Oh my God. Okay, I was traveling, and I'm in Bermuda. Has anybody been to Bermuda? This place, it's a small tropical island, and you don't think you're going to bump into anyone you know when you're that far away. I mean, you're literally a freckle on the... And I'm at this fairly lavish resort, but it's sort of set back in a tropical rainforest, you know? Very remote, and I'm at the breakfast buffet, and I'm getting some sausages. I'm just scooping some scrambled eggs. I look up, and who do I see over at the toaster? Carly fucking Simon. Are you kidding me? Carly Simon. And I walked over to her. And, you know, I walked over with my Danish and my coffee, and I sat down across from her, and I said, Carly, you're not going to believe this, but last night I had some dreams. And she said, oh, really? What were they? And I said, well, I had some dreams that there were some clouds in my coffee. And we laughed. You're not, but we did. But great, not so much a comedy moment, but I thought you might get a little laugh out of just it was an amusing scenario. So let's try another one that's a lot better than that shit bomb.
Favorite movie story.
Pardon me, sir?
Favorite movie story.
Excellent. Okay. I was shooting a movie in Las Vegas. I won't say which movie. I'm not a name dropper. I'm not a... And I don't know how when you've last been to Las Vegas, but one of the casinos has a giant Ferris wheel. Have you ever been on a Ferris wheel, young fella? I mean, of course, when you're not up at the boarding school letting the priests rub relish all over your ball sack. So they have a giant Ferris wheel, and I get on it. I had a girlfriend I flew down there, and we got on the on this giant Ferris wheel, and it's huge. Has anyone seen it? Just I don't want anyone to think I'm fabricating it.
The link.
Pardon me, ma'am?
The link?
Well, if you could not snap my fucking head off. So we get on the links, and... we're on it, and it was one of those scenarios where they were overbooked, and have you ever been at a fairground where, you know, you're getting on a Ferris wheel, and you're just with your friend, and they go, oh, can we put one more in? And so here we go. There's a certain guy in Las Vegas who has his own showroom. I think we've all been to the Banna, the Copacabana. Yeah, we're sitting there. They're just about to close the door. A hand comes in. Room for one more. Barry Manilow. Can you believe it? Barry Manilow on the links. And we went around and around, and just a royal blast. Boy, these are great. These are working out good. Any other suggestions at all? What's that, ma'am?
Go-go dance.
Go-go dancer. Okay, ma'am. Excellent. Excellent. Pardon me?
He's looking at me now.
I'm sorry. There seems to be a bit of a kerfuffle. See, no, what I do up here, I go into a thing called the zone. And if I don't have total concentration and help from you, the crowd... my comedy express goes off the rails, and if you three are going to mumble like Winnie the Pooh just fell out of someone's ovary and rubbed his placenta juice all over a twat machine, I don't know if I can continue, but say it again and let's lose the, you know, the cackling. Was it Go-Go Dancer?
Yes.
All right. Boy, this one's a hard one to talk about. I was at a funeral. And that got a good laugh. I think I'm going to leave it right there. Let's get Waddy up here. Get Captain Waddy up here. Look at this guy. Unbelievable. What a riot.
The great Harlan Williams, ladies and gentlemen.
I wish I had better jokes, but everything comes back to work for me. I don't know why.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Thank you, Waddy.
Yeah. So now we're going to grab a couple suggestions together, and we'll see what we can do with them.
Great. Let's do it. This is a blast.
Family vacation?
Well.
Who starts, me or you?
No, I mean, we'll go together.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was on vacation in Bermuda not too long ago. And you'll never guess who I saw there.
Who'd you see there?
Starts with a C. Carly Simon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were going to say Sheryl Crow, the double C's. Oh, wait, no, she's got
an S.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Boy, I don't mean to attack my fellow comedian, but... bro, spell much? you know there's DeVries all over the country, right? I mean, no, look, I said C, and he said a woman whose name starts with S, and I can't let that slip by.
Yeah. And you shouldn't.
Well, I didn't, and you paid for it. You suffered. So, now where do we go?
Well, first off, I just want to apologize.
You ever heard this term? Apology, not accepted, whore. Whore. I said whore at the end. Apology, not accepted, whore.
Yeah, you see, they were already laughing so much they didn't hear the whore.
so you had to explain again, and then they laughed again.
Okay, then that's on me. Let me now apologize to you. Whore. I'm sorry, Waddy.
It's all right. Could we get a another...
Nintendo.
I'll take this one.
That's what she said? Well, you said not to do any of my own material, so I just gravitated to that. So, Nintendo.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
I used to play a game called Tetris.
Sure. I'd love to hear about
it. Okay. And you played Tetris, right?
I might go off the track a little bit. I was playing Tetris at an arcade in Glendale, at the Glendale Galleria. And I'm just intensely into the game, and I feel a tap on my shoulder. And I turn around, are you fucking kidding me? Nelly Furtado. Great. Okay. I almost got high score. You could do that later, asshole. Sorry, but go ahead. Yeah. I didn't mean to stray off. Russell Peters for president. What were you?
No, it was a good game.
Okay. Nintendo. It's Tetris.
Yeah. Could we get another suggestion?
Dad noises.
Oh, yeah. I haven't started making them yet, but dad noises is a thing that she's referring to when you get off the couch and you go, ugh. When you get out of the car, you go, ugh. It's because you've lived life and your kids are draining your energy, so you're letting out like little squeak.
Sounds like a lot of noises from a dad. So what I would recommend, and you don't have to do this, but I've done this. If you want your dad to be a little quieter, what you do, and I did this with my dad, gang. About 3 weeks ago, it was a full moon, and I went up to the Forest Lawn Graveyard. And my father is buried up there. And I got a shovel. I got a Home Depot shovel. I dug him up, and silent as a popcorn fart. No, didn't make a noise. Pulled his rotting corpse right out of the ground. Maggots everywhere. His eye sockets, almost crying maggot tears. And not a peep. Gay.
And when you were digging the grave,
yeah,
you'll never guess who tapped you on the shoulder.
What the fuck? Were you there?
I've been following you for a while.
Holy shit. Who tapped me on the shoulder? Tell him. I'm not ashamed. Tell him.
Sheryl Crow.
Guys, Harlan Williams.
Thank you, Waddy. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have reached our final comedian of the night. This guy tours the world. I had the honor of knowing him for many years, and I'm so excited to have him back on the show. Please welcome the one, the only, the legend, Russell Peters, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. Keep it going for my brother, Russell Peters, guys. Come on.
Okay, go ahead, guys. Biggest regret, he's at my house right now. Well, not him, his mom. Here's the thing. Never have a kid with a side chick. That's really the key in life here. So if you're with the girl that you're not supposed to be with, fine, fuck her, but don't knock her up. And be careful when sliding in those DMs. That shit'll bite you in the ass. So my son, right? His mom, I slid in her DMs, and because I, you know, she had a fat ass, and it's Instagram, so she was showing it, and I studied her for a while. I thought I was being smart. I studied her for like a year, and I was like, okay, she seems nice. She's hanging out with her mom. She's got a dog. She never posts no dudes, no fancy shit. I'm like, oh. And then I slid in, and then, you know, I knocked her up. I was fucking her for a few months before I knocked her up, and then I fucked up. But here's how irony works, guys. She was in a music video because she was a hot girl, and the music video where she was the hot girl in was a song called "Down in the DMs." And, yeah, so life imitated art, and it's costing me a fucking fortune. Next.
Transgender pronouns.
Transgender pronouns? Not a real thing. I mean, at some point, we just got to stop with this. You know what I mean? It's look at that guy. He's like, oh, you don't know. I see it. I see it. Listen, fella, I want you to be whoever you want to be, and I want you to be the best version of it you can be. And I'll respect it if you say, hey, Russell, here's what I am. And I'll go, yes, that's what you are, because that's what you told me. But you can't get mad at us if we don't know what you think you are when I look at you. I don't want to be like, hey, man. You're like, I'm not a man. I identify as a table. How the fuck am I supposed to know you're a table? You only got two legs. Shitty table. I have some trans friends. You're gonna be pretty. I mean, you know what I mean. You know what I'm talking about. You're already pretty. You know what I mean. No, just bakla. That's it. Just it's fine.
I'm an andro.
You're an andro. Well, I'm an iPhone. Even when he talks, it's in a green bubble. Next.
Gambling.
Are you talking about their Asian cousin? They're not even Chinese, asshole. Gambling, speaking of Chinese. Oh, hey, the Asian girl went, why'd you say about gambling? Why, what style of Asian are you, sweetheart?
Chinese.
Chinese, oh, look at that. That's her uncle, gambling. The Chinese love to gamble. I'm sure you're aware of that. It's not news to you, right? I'm playing Vegas on Friday, and you go to Vegas and you'll see that there's games in Vegas that are designed only for Chinese people. And that's how you know you have a gambling problem, because we're not in fucking China. We have but games that only Chinese people know how to play. You walk past them and you can't say them without sounding like you're doing some sort of martial arts noise. You walk past the table and I see, Pagao! And I'm like, and I'm Indian, so we don't gamble enough, I don't think. Like, I'm the Indians that don't gamble, not the ones that own casinos. We're the ones that, you know, support them. But you know how you know Indian people don't gamble? There's no game in the casino with like an Indian woman's face on a roulette wheel and you got to get the red ball to land on her forehead or something. You know what I mean? Just like. Oh, so close. You know, just. Next.
Ethnic Santas?
If there were different types of Santas? A lot of kids aren't going to get gifts. You understand, I grew up in an Indian household. My dad would still try to tell me, he would give me, this is from Santa. And I'm like, Dad, this is from the kitchen. Why would Santa give me a shitty Tupperware cup? The one I use every day. Santa gave it to you. Yeah, you can't have different ethnic. You can have a black Santa, and that's about it. I think black and white Santa is where I'm willing to draw that line. You don't want a Filipino Santa. Not everybody needs a karaoke machine, you know, so. You can't have a Middle Eastern Santa. You can't have some fucking Arab guy come through your chimney and leave some packages. You can't do that. Fucking. Israeli guy comes in, just doesn't leave. No, he just. A little political on that one. You like that? Jesus, you got anything? No? All right, good.
In-laws.
My in-laws are their people. Yeah, my in-laws are Filipino, so I'm okay. That's why I understand your settings. yeah, I got good in-laws now. I had some shitty in-laws before. I've been married once before. They weren't bad in-laws. More the baby mama's parents were no good. But in-laws, they're all right. I mean, it's hard because, you know, you were both Asian. The Filipino and the Indian were both Asian, but we're nothing the same. Literally, rice is the common denominator in my house. That's, yeah, and we argue about which is the better rice. You know what I mean? Because Filipinos have rice. We have a rice cooker that is always full with rice, and it's good to know that it's there. And an Indian house, we don't do that because it's made on a person-to-person basis. You sure you want rice? Because I don't want to boil it. We boil it. We don't use the rice cooker. We're the opposite of you guys. We're still old school with it. When you're mixing these cultures, it's different. See, now I got, my wife has kids and I have kids, so my kids are half Hispanic. I got two baby mamas. My kids are half Hispanic and half Indian, and my stepdaughters are half black and half Filipino. Yeah, so there's no, like, the only fucking pure breeds in my house are my dogs. And I got to keep an eye on them because Thanksgiving's coming up. that other Asian guy got hungry. He's like, oh, yeah. He looks Korean. He's more into it than you are. Are you Korean, sir?
No.
What are you?
Taiwanese.
Taiwanese. Oh, okay. I was just there. I was. They asked about you. It was. So you were. Were you made in Taiwan or?
No.
Just the microphone. All right. When I was there, though, they told me. They said, hey, don't mention China while you're here. And I said, okay. And then I got on. I didn't mention China. I just said Taiwan reminds me of Canada because it's like this nice, cool country right here, right beside the asshole country next door, you know. And then someone goes, "Hey, man, we told you not to mention China." I go, "I didn't say China. I just said the asshole country next door." But the Taiwanese, in case you don't know, because I see a lot of people who don't know. They're not Chinese. They speak Taiwanese, which is basically fucking Mandarin. Basically, they're like the Pakistan of China. Only far more likable. You know what I mean? Ron Jeremy, you got something? It's good to see you out of jail.
Hockey.
Is that? Don't ever make that noise again, sir. I grew up in Canada, as you may know. I didn't watch hockey because I hung around black people. I did. I know what you're thinking. There's black people in Canada. Yeah, we got them. I brought three with me tonight. I was BYOB, and. Not much of a hockey guy. My dad would refer to hockey, but in India, because the British were there for so long, they played field hockey. So when my dad would say hockey, he would mean field hockey. You know what field hockey is? It's the fucking wooden stick that looks like a candy cane upside down. It looks like an upside down candy cane, and that's field hockey, and that's the hockey my dad would talk about, and like, he was a good hockey player, and I'm like,
in India? And then, field hockey, idiot. And I'm like, oh, shit, okay, field hockey. And I never played. I played street hockey because you had to. That's the, you know, you played outside. It was the 70s. You played outside back then. And I would play street. I wasn't good, obviously. I did box for 9 years, though. And I was not good at that either. But I, no, I wasn't bad at boxing. I was okay at boxing. But, you know, when you box, a lot of people tell you they boxed. I'm honest about it. I boxed, right? But when I was in the gym, I realized the difference between guys that are boxing and fighters. I was a guy that was boxing in the gym. I wasn't afraid to spar with anybody, but then the fighters were there, and they were the guys that would get up at like 5 in the morning, and that's when you go, oh, yeah, no, I'm not doing that. I'll see you at 3:30 this afternoon, and that's their second fucking workout for the day. And those are the guys you had to spar with, and they would go easy on you because they knew you weren't a fighter. They just knew that you wanted to box a little, and they'd fuck you up just enough to make you not want to become a fighter. Jeremiah? Bullfrog? Let's bring Jeremiah back. Guys, come on.
Keep it going for Russell Peters, guys.
Give it up for Jeremiah and his very succulent balls for making more babies.
Yeah.
You got a boy and a girl now, right?
Two boys.
Oh, there you go. You gonna try for a girl?
No, I have a vasectomy scheduled at the end of the month.
Well, you still got a few days.
A little initiative, a little push forward.
You are from Kansas, right?
Yeah.
That's, what else are you going to do? You know? Where's your wife from?
She's from Northern California.
Oh, so it's like the city mouse and the country mouse.
Pretty much, yeah.
You would think the country mouse would be fucking more.
Yeah.
He's the country mouse.
I'm the country mouse. Yeah. I'm the country mouse.
They seem to have lost him on this one.
I know.
Reading.
The analogy, for whatever reason, they're like, I don't know about this one.
Even Gerardo didn't get it.
What do we got?
Donald Duck.
You said Donald Duck?
Did you just have a balut that was too old or something?
It's good for your knee.
The balut?
Yeah.
I've had
good
balut.
For your knee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know you guys squat for no reason. I bet you they don't even have chairs. They're just sitting like this. And Andrew's got a vibrator underneath his. He's just like... He's got a good smile.
That's,
you know,
good. I actually had balut, and it was not as bad as... because there's like bad hype around it. Like,
well, I mean, it's... Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try it.
You haven't tried it?
Hell no.
Oh.
I won't eat pussy if it smells. You know what I mean? I won't... I'm going to eat a fucking duck embryo? No thanks.
I'm actually surprised you haven't tried it.
No, I'm not
you
that
seem
daring.
Like, you seem like so... like
fat?
You know so... Yeah, so much. Like, I don't know. Like, you know about so many cultures and stuff like that.
I know. That's why I don't try everything.
Okay.
That's more of a white, like for them, it's cultural. I get it. But then when white people do it, they're like, oh my God, it's so exotic. And for me, I'm like, get the fuck out of here with that. I don't need that. And my father-in-law, like, bring some home, huh? Bring it. Sorry. This had absolutely nothing to do with Donald Duck, and we still kind of got through it.
Oh, the duck eggs, you know?
Yeah, we got it.
We did it. You know, it's weird. There's a handful of cartoons that don't wear pants. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the
Shirt. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now they have a character in Winnie the Pooh, Tigger. What is nerve-wracking is the hard R on it. I got to be honest with you.
Do you think they knew what they were doing when they wrote that character?
Oh, they fucking knew what they were doing. It was the 70s. They knew what they were doing.
He can magically jump higher than all the characters. Yeah.
Tigger, please.
Let's grab another suggestion.
Dad advice?
Dad advice.
Well, I got a daughter who's 12.
and she told me she's gay. My daughter's gay. But she told me by accident.
How does that?
So
come
I
about?
Said, "Hey, it was in January." I said, "Baby, set your alarm for school because I'm not going to wake you up in the morning." Mm-hmm. And she goes, "Okay." And then I came back to her room to check it. I go, "Did you set your alarm?" She goes, "Yeah." I said, "What time?" She said, 8:15. I said, "Let me see," because you know, on the iPhone, you may not know, Andrew, but on the iPhone, on the iPhone, you can name your alarms. So I go to, I look at 8:15, and I look beside it, and it says, "Get up, homosexual child." And I started laughing hysterically. And she goes, "What?" I go, "That's funny." And she goes, I go, "Is it true?" She goes, "Yeah." "Is that okay?" I go, "Fuck yeah, it's okay." I said, "You can be whatever you want. Just don't be an asshole. That's my only rule. You can be whatever you want. Just don't be an asshole."
Yeah.
That's all I said. I'll raise whatever you want to be, but don't. I'm not raising a fucking asshole. That's right. And now she's got a great sense of humor about it, because the other day she was sitting at the table like this, and I came up behind her and I pulled her back. She goes, "What are you doing?" I said, "Straightening you out." And she said, "Never going to happen." And, like, and I'm good with it. As far as I'm concerned, the less penises, the better, you know?
Way less for you to worry about as a dad, for sure.
Yeah, well, that's how I know my kids are mine. They love bitches.
Guys, give it up for Russell Peters. That was Stand Up on the Spot. Keep it going for all the comedians that you saw. Russell Peters. Harlan Williams. Annie Letterman. Jason Ellis. Sammy Obeid. I'm Jeremiah Watkins. Come see us every second Tuesday of the month. Hear the Comedy Store and watch the show on YouTube. We love you guys. Have a great night. Thank you.
Want to know a crazy stat? 65% of you are not subscribed to or watching. Change that today and hit that subscribe button. Thanks for the support.